This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
On the long line, joining us from Northern Virginia, Margie Vanderhey joins us. She is a candidate for the office of the House of Delegates in the, what district is it? 34. 34. Hey, Margie, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, Vince Callahan has had that seat since January of 1968.
Correct.
That's unbelievable.
Isn't that something? A 40-year run. There's only one legislator who's been there longer.
Really?
Lacey Putney, I believe.
Putney, yeah, of course.
Right.
Hey, Margie, now, Vince got in there, won in 1967. He took office in 68. He has just announced his retirement. So there's a big scramble now in Northern Virginia. We're talking about District 34, which is part of Fairfax County.
It is. That's right.
And now talk a little bit about, we'll start with the Margie Vanderhey 101, let folks know who you are. But I want to sort of get to your candidacy as sort of a symbol of what's happening and has happened in Northern Virginia politics. So start with a 101. Who's Margie Vanderhey?
I am actually a graduate of the Sorensen Political Institute. I was in the Political Leaders Program last year in 2006, and before that I was in the Candidate Training Program. And I have served three Virginia governors, starting with Governor Wilder, Governor Warner, and Governor Kaine. And I also served the President Clinton on the National Capital Planning Commission and have been involved in transportation, environmental, and land use and growth issues for the three governors and the president over the last almost 20 years.
Now, Margie, what's going on in Northern Virginia? Because this is a certain dynamic that political scientists are having a field day with. They just love it's because it's really fascinating to see how this what was once just an anchor in the state for Republicans has really become a left of center politically dominated by Democrats throughout Northern Virginia.
Well, there has been a gradual transformation over the last generation, I would say generation and a half, really. And I think it's probably, at this point, Vince Callahan is the last Republican inside the Beltway. And I think that there have been a number of factors that have gone into that. One is that because Northern Virginia sits right on the edge of Washington, D.C., people are kind of attuned to how government works. And people are, they want their government to be, you know, effective and pragmatic. And so the ideological arguments that were used, increasingly in Richmond by the Republican Party in power gave us some disaffected voters. And I think with that, we had a chance as Democrats to pick up seats, to pick up win hearts and minds, as it were, and we have gradually taken over, I think, we had Kerry and Kaine, and last year, 17 out of 18 precincts in the 34th District went for Webb. So there has been a transformation, but overall it's because a lot of the people who live here either work in government or work with the private sector that does work with government. They want government to work less than they espouse a particular ideology. And I think it's had a factor.
If I hear you right, the social issues that the Republican Party has put forth, you say that's not resonating with most voters in Northern Virginia.
It doesn't. They really expect their core services to be addressed. I mean, we have education is a very important issue up here. And transportation goes hand in hand with that, as I think is a priority, because this is a booming economy, but with the growth and with the full employment comes tremendous traffic congestion and all the issues that go along with that. So as we see growth, we also see the related issues of congestion, and people want those issues solved, and they want their government to step up and do something about them.
And if I hear you right, don't perhaps want so much of the God's gays, guns, abortions, and immigrants.
That's right.
That have sort of taken over, all of the interests have sort of taken over the Republican Party that didn't become strong on those things. It became strong, to my knowledge, the Republican Party really became strong throughout the 20th century because it was the party of fiscal responsibility. It was the party that represented a lean, strong government, military spending, environment, protecting the environment. These are core Republican principles that I would argue that have been abandoned by the party.
Well, they've been co-opted by the Democrats, and the party in power, those who really make the decisions, are much more interested in the social aspects of the agenda rather than the effective good government core services kinds of agenda. And I think that that has resonated with people up here, that people want mainstream effective government. And that's really why I'm running. I think that we deserve it, and we'd really rather focus on it. And it's key, I mean, especially in an economy like this where we continue to grow and continue to attract businesses, families, and I think we're going to see that in the future. And so consequently, I think that the kind of voter who comes here and the kind of things they're looking for are solution-oriented government representatives.
Margie Vanderhei is my guest. She's a candidate for the House of Delegates in District 34, a seat long held by Delegate Vince Callahan, who recently announced his retirement. Margie, if you do win, the House of Delegates is definitely dominated by the Republicans, and in this cycle, at least, it doesn't look like the Democrats are about to take over that House.
Not this cycle, no.
What are the challenges then if you do win? It's arguable that in this last session, the Democrats were really shut out of a lot of the very important discussions that were taking place. Talk a little bit about the challenges that you might face and how you might deal with them.
Sure. I think that you're absolutely correct that the House is, that would be an 11-seat pickup for the Democrats to control the House of Delegates, and even the rosiest scenario of the leaders, that's not likely. But I think that two things happen. One, if we send more Democrats like me down to Richmond, we have reinforcements for the people who are trying to do the mainstream good government kinds of policies that we would like to see happen up here in the 34th. And so I would look on myself as one of the reinforcements. And the other aspect of it is that by virtue of the things I have been able to work in for the Virginia governors and for President Clinton, I have a track record in being able to work on both sides of the aisle and to get some things done. I know that it's not enough to espouse a position. You have to be able to deliver on it. And that's the viewpoint, and that's the attitude I would take going down there. It's just, it's not enough to represent a party or an ideology. You have to represent your constituents, and they would expect you to get things done. So I'd go down there with that respect, with that attitude, that I want to help the Democrats advance a kind of a mainstream good government agenda. And I'd go down with the idea that really talking to people across the aisle and seeing what we could get done. We've recently had a amended transportation legislation by the governor, and I think everyone would say it isn't their heart's desire, but it reflects an attempt to really meet each other across the aisle, and we need to do more of that. We really can't have more sessions like we have had in the past where one party was shut out.
Margie, what's the process look like for you? There is a primary in that district, right?
Yes, there is. There's a primary on June 12th, and we're going voter by voter, day by day, dollar by dollar, and contact by contact. That's the only way that you could do these kinds of things. I think that there's probably been some complacency over the last 40 years and a sort of an inertia, because there's an assumption that the weight of incumbency would sort of make other efforts and other contexts not important. I have been so gratified going door to door by the reaction I've had from people who are so thrilled just to talk to someone who's engaged in government, and there's a real interest by the population in engaging in government themselves. That's what's exciting about it, and that's what I'm enjoying, I think, probably the most of anything.
Well, I applaud you for your message about getting a handle on government and actually making it work well for the people. I think Republicans or Democrat, that message resonates on both sides of the aisle. It's just making the thing work for people and not take over. It's like Jefferson said, that you don't want to be too far this way or too far that way. It works best when it works in the middle.
Well, I think that that's one of the things I found, and especially up here in Northern Virginia, where so many people work at the federal government level. When you try to explain to them about Richmond and what gets done in Richmond, sometimes their eyes glaze over. But what I have learned from people and talking to them is that they don't always know how government gets done. They don't always know where government gets done. But in the 34th District, they sure care that it gets done and that the people who are representing them really listen and really care about delivering core government services. And that's what we need to do.
Margie Vanderhei is a double graduate of the Sorensen Institute and is a candidate for office in the 34th District, Virginia House of Delegates. Best of luck, Margie. Stay in touch.
Thank you, Coy. It's been a pleasure being with you today.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.